How's the summer slog treating you? Pretty hard session out there today.
Yeah, it's stock standard, but you know, you got to get through each session and yeah, just take them as they come. And, I'm really wrapped with how we're going, and you know, all the boys are chipping in, so it makes it a lot more enjoyable.
In terms of club life, is there a difference that you note between being down the highway at Geelong and here at Olympic Park?
Not a great deal. Obviously, the age of this group is a lot younger, but other than that, you know, we're all striving to you know, play in a premiership, so there's nothing different. Just that's probably the main one, really.
You mentioned stock standard. Was that your summer sessions been going about that length? Or did that go a little bit extra today because you were all firing out on the track?
No, it's getting longer as it goes on. So obviously, you know, as it starts, you probably don't want to go full on and have soft tissues and all that sort of stuff. So the running program's been great. Footy sessions have been awesome. So we're just building into it. I think that's you know, the most we're going to ever do at any one session. So I'm really enjoying it.
Who impressed you today?
Sorry.
Anyone impressed you in particular today out there?
Oh, I'm really enjoying training with Taylor Adams. He's just a young kid that's just got a lot of enthusiasm. He's hard at it. You know, he drags a lot of players with him. He's only a young fella, and you know, I'm finding myself trying to keep up with him. So he's one that's really impressed me.
How about your own role? You're sort of pushing through the middle, delivering forwards. Is that sort of how you see
the season? Yeah, obviously my running capacity's increased a little bit. So I think I've put myself in a good spot to stick my hand up for that role. But we've got a pretty good elite midfield here, so hopefully I can add something to them, and you know, we'll just see as the games roll around.
I think a few blokes have been injured early on in the pre-season, who towards the end, Matt Schoenberg with his knee. Any of them starting to come back into full?
Yeah, we're seeing them, you know, bits and pieces in warm-up, and Swanee's obviously stepping it up a bit. So look, as in terms of knowing exactly where they're at, I'm not the person to ask, but you know, you do see them out there, you know, getting integrated slowly, so that's a good sign for us.
Our club had probably ordinary kicking efficiency last year. I mean, from your perspective, how do you see that you guys are rectifying it?
Oh, look, it's just practice. You know, we just got to keep working at it. You know, it's not just going to happen, so we've got to just put the work in. And, you know, as for being out on the track here, you know, it's increased significantly just from the numbers that we're pulling from training. So, you know, it's just got to put the work in.
Have you, obviously, you've got a new skill acquisition coach as well. Has he had much to do with the mechanics of kicking?
Yes, and it all comes back. You know, obviously, we record a lot of our data and you know, getting those statistics up on the board so we can you know, hold ourselves accountable to, you know, to what we're trying to achieve.
Can you simulate the same pressure though?
Look, I don't think you can, but you can get close to it, and obviously, you're seeing today with you know, more of the match practice stuff, you know, the intensity gets up, and I think the boys are getting pretty itchy for a game now. So it's starting to ramp up in that way, which is good for you know, good sign for us.
Given that, do you have a look at your diary and have a look? I think it's around 6 or 7 when you get to take on the old mob. I mean, what will that be like? And
I'm just trying to get through pre-season, to be honest. Look, it's you know, I've never been in that position to play against an old team, so. You know, it's something that I'll probably look forward to during that week. But, you know, I guess it's an old cliche. You know, you sort of take one session at a time in pre-season, and once the season comes around, it's, you know, it's that game that's coming up. That's what you're worrying about.
What do you hope to get out of
Queenstown? Queenstown? Oh, look, I think the fitness guys want to get us away from here and, you know, get a bit more work into us, but also have a change of scenery, which will be good for the boys just to freshen them up before we go into the intra-club and nab one.
Personally, what are you working on most at the moment during the pre-season? What needs to change about you?
My game, I just want to get my fitness up. So hopefully I can you know, be a midfield rotation for us. And so that's just mainly my role. And you know, personally, hopefully I can add a bit of experience to the team and you know, a bit of, I guess, a bit of wisdom, I guess. So we'll just see how that goes.
Travis, I think champion data downgraded you from a good kick to a, I think, below average kick. I mean, is that fair? I mean, how do you look at that kind of
I don't look at that sort of stuff, but thanks for bringing
it,
that one up.
Is it an issue at all? Or
what's that, sorry?
Is it an issue at all?
Look, I don't know. Once the coach is getting in my ear, I'll probably have a look at it. But, you know, I don't know. I don't look at that sort of stuff. But
NAB Challenge came in last year. Do you prefer that over the old cup format? Just the two practice games?
I don't really care. Yeah. It's just, you just want to get over pre-season, get into the game. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't really care. Just want to get out there and play in some good opposition and, you know, really put into practice what we've been working over the summer.
What was your perception as an outsider or an opponent compared to what it might be now? Has it changed at all?
Obviously, I don't really, obviously being a young group, I don't, I haven't got to know the players as on field. So I've sort of come here as just new, no sort of perceptions. Obviously, you got your Cloaks and Pendlebury's and Swans, like you know them inside out. But as in terms of the younger guys coming through, I didn't have much of an idea. But you know, they've really impressed me.
How do you think James Bond went out there? It was a pretty long session.
Yeah, look, he's on his own program. He knows where he's at, and he knows what he's got to do, and that's all we can ask from him. And from my point of view, I know that he's going to put in the work, so when he gets out there on game day, you're going to get 100% from him. So you know, he's old enough and knows what he's capable of and where he needs to be.
Nathan Freeman was really impressive before Christmas. Has he come back after Christmas? He's had a pretty wretched run with injuries over the years.
Yeah, no, he's been good. I guess he's sort of been glossed over because he's so fit and strong, and he's one of those players that, you know, alongside Steele, that they're pretty consistent and they're always putting in their work.
So,
you know, like they sort of get glossed over, but you know, he's probably going just as well as what he was before season, if not better in it prior to Christmas. So, you know, he's one that sort of gets glossed over a bit.
And given where you've come from, successful club dynasties, I mean, have you been asked at all at this stage about any suggestions you might have on how things might operate even better at training and so forth?
Yeah, I've had a bit of input. Bucks sort of bounced some ideas off me, as long with the leadership group, which has been good for me. Not everything's going to work, but I can chuck up ideas and not be afraid of that. And you know, they take it on board, they're yes or no, and we'll just take it from there.
Anything specific that you can share with us?
No, not too much. If you watch training, go through the video, I'm pretty sure you can pull out a few things.
Cheers.
Cheers.